Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our topic is happiness. Our text is Gateway to Happiness. Now we're on page 27. And we're dealing with the topic that happiness is an obligation because of our relationship with others. And now we'll continue on this aspect here. When you're happy yourself, you're able to cheer up other people, which is a great act of kindness. A happy person spreads the positive feelings. So all different forms of kindness. There's giving people money. There's lending things to people. But when you are cheerful yourself, making people happy is a tremendous aspect. It's really the underlying principle behind all the chesed, the whole Torah consciousness, to be kind, to be do chesed, do kindness for others, to make people feel better. And going directly to the feeling for other people, help put people in better moods, put people in better states. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing that we can do. Because Pella Yoetz writes how when someone is unhappy, sad, he tends to be cross and angry with other people. It's so easy to get in an argument, a quarrel, when we're down ourselves. It's so easy not to treat other people, family members, friends, people we encounter, employer-employee relationship. Our happiness is going to affect how we speak, how we act, our tone of voice, what we'll say. When someone is down, someone is unhappy, someone has low energy, we tend to be more irritable with other people. Just like people say, well, it's a little child. They're hungry and they're tired, they're cranky. But that's human nature, no matter how old anyone is. We never outgrow that tendency that our own emotional state has an impact in how we see other people, how we talk to other people, how we act to other people. If somebody wants to ask you a favor, what would you advise them to do? Come over to you when you're feeling good or feeling not good? And same thing when you're going over to somebody else. If you need to ask somebody for a favor, you ask somebody to go out of their way for you in some way, you want to make sure they're in a good mood, that they feel good, they're in a positive emotional state. And that's the importance of ourselves being in a positive state, because we create a positive chain reaction to people. We make them feel better, they'll make other people feel better. And just being in our presence, when we're joyful, it puts other people in a better place. If we're down, emotions are contagious. The feelings we have give over to other people. Just if you have a violin and it resonates with other violins, that if you press the strings of one violin, other violins in the room, even if they're the other side of the room, they're going to vibrate also. And that's very much with us human beings. We vibrate with each other. We resonate with each other. So create joy for yourself. Creating joy, you're not only doing for yourself, you're doing it for yourself and others. And you're going to have a tremendous positive impact. A joyful teacher creates joyful students. A joyful parent has joyful children. A joyful neighbor, every person you encounter, just being around you, being joyful, it's a pleasure for others. Make it a high priority. Do all you can to be joyful. You're making this world a better place as you do.